Here with me I have Dr. Ernest Sanford. And first of all, if you would, tell me a little bit about yourself and where you're from.
From Canada, London, Ontario, Canada, and with Boehringer Ingelheim as the swine technical services, one of the swine technical services veterinarians in Canada with Boehringer Ingelheim.
Well, here at this Flex Symposium, tell me a little bit about your topic.
I'm going to be speaking on the Circoflex vaccine use in subclinically infected pigs, which is a whole different dimension. And this aspect is something that's sort of popped up on us over the last couple of years since we've gotten pig vaccines for circovirus. The vaccines are used against the violent, huge outbreaks that occur, and they've worked brilliantly. But while they were doing that, it became very obvious that the improvements seen were better than what was happening prior to the outbreaks of circovirus. Ah, something's going on here that we didn't appreciate before. Hence, we've gone into looking at studies in cases where there is no clinical circovirus disease. They're not seeing any problems. But we know all pigs around the world are infected with circovirus. And what we're going after now is, what is that virus doing to the pig? Is it suppressing some production, their performance? And we've done some studies now, and we find the answer is yes. Very shortly, the answer is yes.
Well, from learning that, then, how does that affect what you would recommend in terms of how you would manage your operation?
I think the first and big obvious thing would be that you probably need to vaccinate pigs against circovirus with the circovirus vaccine, whether or not you believe you have a circovirus problem. That's the bottom line answer right there. And the longer story is that eventually, maybe we already have wrestled this big, massive gorilla of circovirus disease to the ground. And going forward, this looks like another soft underbelly that we were not aware of will probably be a situation where we'll need to continue vaccinating pigs.
Then how about for somebody who's curious, what about as far as when you vaccinate, for example? Did you find any information on what are some of the recommendations then?
The timing of the vaccination, you need to vaccinate before the virus gets to the pig. And we know from various studies that there's a protection given from the mother to the babies, and that protection seems to wear off somewhere about mid-nursery. So you need 2 weeks after vaccination for immunity to build because you vaccinated. So 2 weeks before the infection occurs at the latest is when you should vaccinate. And roughly, if you vaccinated weaning, you will have covered all the bases.
So now you said this is basically result of some new work that's been done or studied.
Correct. Absolutely correct. Yes. And the talk I'm giving is based on studies that have been done in the U.S., Canada, and France. So three different countries, three different sets of researchers, three different studies.
And besides this symposium here, how else are you going to try to get the word out about the results of your information?
Well, one of the studies I've already reported, the Canadian study, I've already reported that at the last International Pig Vet Society Congress, which was in Durban, South Africa, about 2 months ago. So I reported it there. It's going to be published. Some of these other studies will be published in the more peer-reviewed type forum. So there are many other ways that the information will be getting out. Plus, there's word of mouth.
Anything else about the work that you've done that we didn't touch on that you think producers especially or vets should know?
Yes, I would say yes. Something that came way out of the blue, the carcass characteristics of the pigs that were vaccinated compared with the unvaccinated pigs' subclinical infection, we got statistically significant differences in the carcass characteristics. And if the producer is sending his pigs to a packer, a slaughter, where they're paying for carcass characteristics, any one of these characteristic differences we found, probably any one of them would pay for the vaccination.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like something that would more than, obviously, like you said, maybe hopefully more than offset the cost of the vaccination, but really have an impact on their income, their bottom line.
Sure, very sure. And these carcass characteristics are over and above the performance of the growing pig that we saw as we did the study. These carcass characteristic advantages just came way out of the blue. We still can't explain why it's shown up. And it's just...
So does that mean there might be some further research being done?
Yeah, I think we have to investigate that further. Yeah. There's something else going on there.
Great. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Sanford, for taking a minute to talk with me here at the Boehringer Ingelheim Flex Symposium. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.